Via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Reactions to Tuesday night's presidential debate between Republican President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden, his Democratic challenger, split along partisan lines, but also featured sharp criticism on how the event, often a verbal free-for-all, played out. Communications Director for President Trump's reelection campaign told BOA's Carolyn Pursuti, "The president's performance was, in his words, fantastic." Prominent Democrats, meanwhile, called the debate for the former vice president and said Trump's performance provided ample reason to deny him a second term in office. Many debate watchers slammed the loud and chaotic exchanges between the two candidates. University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato posted a blunt message on his Twitter account saying, "Cancel the remaining presidential debates." While Biden has had the advantage in the polls in recent weeks, the race is close in several key battleground states, which raises the possibility that Trump could lose the popular vote but still win enough state electoral votes to claim victory. Both candidates have two more debates before the November 3rd election, which they both agreed may not be decided on that date. A U.S. federal appeals court has upheld a ruling allowing Wisconsin absentee ballots in the November general election to be counted if they arrive up to 6 days after the election. The Republican National Committee and Wisconsin Republicans argued against allowing the deadline extension and could appeal Tuesday's ruling. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA.